This is the parallax for Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin in Texas, where Democrats have chosen their Senate nominee after a contentious primary marked by voting disruptions. State Representative James Tallarico defeated U.S. Representative Jasmine Crockett with 53.2% of the vote to her 45.5%. The race was overshadowed by confusion over voting hours in Dallas County, following a late Texas Supreme Court ruling that scrambled poll closing procedures. The Guardian frames this as a victory for Tallarico's blend of faith-based populism and bipartisan appeal, while Axios emphasizes that his win sets the stage for a battle royal that promises to be among the most expensive contests of the year. Fox News highlights the historic nature of his nomination. He could become the first Democrat elected to the Texas Senate in nearly four decades. Crockett has disputed the outcome, suggesting GOP involvement in the voting disruption. On the Republican side, neither frontrunner secured the 50% needed to win outright. Senator John Cornyn finished with 42.9% and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton with 40.5%, forcing a May runoff. The Guardian describes this as a bitter primary contest, reflecting deep divisions within the state Republican Party. Both outlets note the race has become one of the most expensive Senate contests in Texas history. Tallarico will face whichever Republican emerges victorious in what many expect could be a surprisingly competitive November race in the traditionally red state. In a related political development, four-term Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw has lost his Texas primary to State Representative Steve Toth, who had secured former President Trump's endorsement. Crenshaw was the only House Republican in Texas running for re-election without Trump's backing, reflecting years of friction with the MAGA faction of the party. Fox News characterizes this as another sign of Trump's influence reshaping the Texas GOP landscape. The loss underscores just how consequential presidential endorsements have become in Republican primaries nationwide. Turning to national security concerns, House and Senate Democrats are advancing war powers resolutions to constrain President Trump's ability to wage war against Iran without congressional approval. Democrats left a Tuesday evening Trump administration briefing on Iran deeply frustrated, with several lawmakers describing it as inadequate. Axios reports that centrist Democrats have unveiled an alternative measure offering the administration more leeway than the stricter Khanna-Massey resolution, reflecting ongoing divisions within the Democratic caucus over how aggressively to challenge executive war powers. The Senate is expected to vote on Democrat Tim Kaine's war powers resolution this week, signaling serious constitutional tensions over presidential authority during the escalating Middle East conflict. Speaking of Iran, the military campaign continues to intensify. The U.S. and Israel are now in day five of Operation Epic Fury, having struck nearly 2,000 targets in the first 100 hours, with more than 50,000 American troops deployed to the region. According to the New York Post and U.S. Navy officials, strikes have targeted nuclear-related facilities in Tehran and military infrastructure across Iran. Iran has responded with hundreds of missiles and drone attacks targeting U.S. bases and facilities in Kuwait, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE. Al Jazeera reports that Israel has threatened assassination of any successor to Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, whose death appears likely. Meanwhile, Russia and China have raised diplomatic objections to the campaign. The Guardian reports that China's foreign minister called on Israel to end the attacks, while Russia's foreign minister Lavrov stated he sees no evidence that Iran was seeking to develop nuclear weapons. The global consequences are already severe. Bloomberg reports that Asian energy buyers face acute shortages of crude oil, liquefied petroleum gas, and refined fuels as the Middle East conflict traps supplies near the Strait of Hormuz and disrupts production. Asian refiners are considering cutting crude processing rates by up to 30% amid supply uncertainty. India faces a looming acute cooking gas shortage, threatening to drive inflation higher. Europe's natural gas prices have surged to three-year highs. Bloomberg also notes that the conflict has sent stock markets into sharp decline, with South Korea's benchmark index plummeting 12.2% on Wednesday, the largest single-day loss in its history. Thailand stocks have extended losses, and the FTSE 100 was on track for its worst day in 11 months. President Trump's offer to have the U.S. That's the Parallax for Wednesday, March 4th. Thanks for listening.